Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, it's Shelly Unchucks on the Ninja Sunday Show on Sunday. Woohoo! Forgive me if my voice cracks. I've got a head cold, so I've been cracking open the kefir. Yes, a Bostonian up here in May. Who'd have thunk it? So if my voice cracks, forgive me. But I've been sucking down kefir and all sorts of stuff, getting the super probiotics so I can be super on the inside. And why on earth is everything that tastes, my cat is biting. Hey, you two, stop that. Forgive me if you hear some meow meows in the background. My cats, I have cats in the studio. Yeah. Jackie Chan Kitty's trying to sleep, and little Rocky Balboa is attacking her. I'm like, hey. So this is the life I want. I've always wanted some kitties and stuff in my show. I've got some promos and stuff. So forgive me. I'm trying to get superbiotics in my system here, so I can be super on the inside and not just on the outside. Let me get straight into it. Just pulling up here. And if you missed anything, you can always have a recap on my Facebook page. Start off with the three of my promos is actually to start off with Daily Bread Bakery. And this is actually in Standish, Maine. And it's actually Director Z, which is going to be part of another promo that it's his bakery. And if you go to GoFundMe, help Daily Bread Bakery. And this is from the owner himself, and I've been there quite a few times. And go to Daily Bread Bakery, look up on GoFundMe, and this is what it says. 2 years ago, I started Daily Bread Low Sodium Bakery. It has been a goal of mine for 30 years to have a bakery and provide lovely baked goods to everyone. I started the bakery, have been running it and holding my own without falling in too much debt. We rent the place and have totally renovated so that it is a wonderfully calming and inviting environment, and we serve healthy baked goods, coffee, and tea. We are a full-service bakery, which means that there's no task too hot for us, and we serve everyone equally. There are a few bakeries and fewer still in Standish, Maine area. We compete with Dunkin' Donuts and Aroma Joe's, which happen to move in less than a half mile away from us. The winter has been difficult, and people do not come out for a local business like ours, and are having trouble making rent. I'm not far behind, but we are in danger of losing the bakery if I cannot come up with the money fast. I've turned to GoFundMe as a last resort. Please help me save my bakery. I've always worked and earned my keep, but this time I need some help. Daily Bread Bakery is in Standish, Maine is definitely worth saving. I love baking and doing it well. For those that help, I'll offer free lunch special monthly as thanks and continue to create magnificent baked goods to the community. Thank you. From Ahura Zakora DeLisa, the owner of Daily Bread, Low Sodium Bakery and Tea Shop. And I've been there quite a few times, and I'm not just saying this because I'm saying the ad, I've been there and I've had such a wonderful time. It is a great place to decompress. And stuff, once again, is actually baked right there at the bakery every day. So please do check this out. Check that out in Standish, Maine, Daily Bread Bakery on GoFundMe. To move on to the second promo is the Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation, as a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in the last year, did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hustle bed and full welcome because of this illness, and that, for Sarah, was never an option. To raise the money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It is amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. And if you do go to the Sarah Joy Foundation on Facebook, to let you know, this is part of my extended family. I've never met Sarah, but what had happened is Sarah was pregnant with her unborn child, her second son. She was afraid to receive treatment because she was afraid it was going to help, like, hurt her child. So after she did give birth to her second child, and what happened, she did succumb to the illness. And the family actually had created this not to actually cure cancer, anything like that, but it's helped people that are dealing with terminal cancer, where to help pay bills and stuff like that. So any donations would be greatly appreciated. The last one that I actually do have is actually, it's called Falcare. It's something, the reason why I actually came to Maine for the past 7 years, you know, coming from Boston, I've been part of the independent film community. I'm a lead in this series that's on Vimeo called Falcare. And we've done filming for 7 years, and what people should know about independent filming, it does take a lot of work. Sometimes people can come on board and then they can quit and then they have to reshoot and everything. We trained in the snow, we worked out. So it's actually on there now, and from what I've told, I had to dye my hair back to black, which I have right here, and we'll be doing more filming. So if anyone would like to see this, it is mini episodes. It's on Vimeo, Vimeo.com. There's different ways I'm able to rent this, but, you know, it's got animals. It's good versus evil. It's the gods and goddesses and stuff like that. So it's actually, the whole family can watch it. It's mini episodes, and, you know, I can't speak for anybody else that actually is part of this. I had, you know, it was just an experience, and I think it's led me to actually meet so many people. It's where my start was. And, you know, and as I, you know, leading to everything, a person that I am bringing on my show today, I can't even tell you how much an honor it is to bring this person on my show. And it's someone that I've, you know, I don't even know how to say, how can you say thank you? You know, it's just the kindness. And it's like, you know, you hear about all these stories, you know, to with films and stuff and all these masks and everything like that. But the person that I'm bringing on, I have to say, I don't know if the right words is gentleman, angel, and he's a very humble human being. I've met Eric, and Eric is actually a friend of mine. He's just, you know, a great person to talk to. And I got to say that I don't think I've ever met a person like Eric. Eric Lee, it's so funny because my biggest dream was to work with Jackie Chan and I like Bruce Lee, but having that dream, it just has led me to meet beautiful, wonderful, good-spirited human beings. And Eric is one of those people. And every time I talk about on social media about Eric, people come back and always say how awesome Eric is. So seriously, in the dictionary, there should be gentlemen next to Eric Lee's name. So what I'm going to do now is to bring up the studio here and see, give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Hello, caller. You on the air?
I'm here.
Eric Lee! Hello, my friend. Hi, welcome to Ninja Sunday. Thank you so much. I know you can't see, but I do a little bow for you today. Thank you so much for being on my show.
Yeah, I hope everybody awake for and listening.
I know we talked about this and stuff like that. I know I'm gonna, you know, try to figure out some more things. You know, time ago, trial and error. I've been on the air for about 5 years, but you know, enough of me and all my stuff. I got you here now. You're the world of Ninja Sunday on my show. How about that?
Well, thank you. Next time I have more time, and then nighttime would be better, and the weekend after 12 is better, and because people are awake and kind of early, people like to sleep on Sunday. Unless you in Europe and your area is different, but it's only 7 here, and then it's only 4 o'clock in Hawaii. So anyway,
yeah.
We're here. And then please say everybody's okay. Good morning.
Thank you once again. You're just one of those, I can't explain. I know you've met more people than me. You know, you met people, you know, with your life experience, and a door is just opening for me. So even though I'm just like a little kid, do you know what I'm saying? Meeting you and being able to spend time with you, it's been such an honor because, you know, you tell me your stories and I'm like, wow, this guy is really genuine. And it's just something where maybe it's your life experience and it's like, it's so great to know you. And like I said,
thank
I
you.
Know I said, I thank you. You're welcome. You know, I just can't, it's just like, I feel like my life now, before I used to dream about things are happening. And I don't think it has anything to do with luck. I think it has to do with hard work. I think that's really what it is. People say I'm lucky, but I don't think nothing luck has to do with it. If you keep working and working, and it's like, I was like, is that really, really real? It's just like, I'm like, I know you're real, but we have so much on the computer. Do you understand? Everything's technology. So when I met people, like when I went to Dragon Fest, and it's like, you know, you visited me in Maine, and I've come out there, and you know, I'm like, are you real, Eric? And it's like, this is why I said, can I hug someone? Because this is human contact. The art of communication is lost so much because of technology. So when I meet someone, I'm like, are you really real? I'm not dreaming. I don't want to give up dreaming. You know, I hope this always happens. So that's why I am the way I am, because we're so stuck in technology. So when I meet someone like you, and then you're telling me stories, I feel like, well, this is real. This is not just talking on the internet. So I get excited. I mean, do you blame me?
I'm kind of do things in an old-fashioned way and a new way. You can call eclectic. Like I study martial arts, it's eclectic. I know the traditional style. I know the modern style. So maybe a few hundred years from now, everything I'm doing is behind time. Maybe nobody will practice this. maybe he will become absolute. I don't know for sure. But one thing, I can only tell you my point of view. It doesn't mean I'm right or wrong. It's just my experience, that's all. If you folks like to listen to it, fine. If you don't like it, forget it. And throw the conversation, this information in a trash can. It doesn't bother. But for me, at this time, there's huge things we cannot control, but we can only do the things we can. There's an old saying, life is like a song, but your heart writes the lyric. Okay? And then when you have a dream, just do it. Okay? And then I'm kind of philosophical. I'm very active. I just finished two commercial, produced it, and Art Camacho directed. And Danny Lopez is the one who is doing the editing and visual effects. And then and my assistant, Lady Reed, is the one who helped me assist me with a lot of things. And but that's what I'm doing right now. So let me tell you my things that people might be interested, might not. I think of a win-win situation for everybody. And everybody is going to be different than us. And then they have their own interest, priority, and they have their own thing to do. Some people like to eat this food. Some people like to drive this car. Some people like to go here. Some people don't like to go here. So we have to accept everybody's different. And then the truly, for me, is be able to harmonize with your thoughts, everybody else thinking, their dreams, and respect their purpose in life. And then that's old saying, a cringe fist cannot shake hands. You want to be a friend? Be a friend first. You want somebody be your friend? You be a friend first. That's the way to go. And I'm thinking about everybody, that most people are fighting the world by themselves. I'm going to make it by themselves, so-called independent. But the truly independent is united, like the United States. So we have to cooperate with other people's thinking, and you form your friends. Some of them will become close friends. Some of them will be not. Some of them will become your friend for real. Some will pretend to be your friend and to get what they want. So interesting enough, and I think we, you know, truly harmony, we have to understand the basic human mind, you know. And then I think I do learn from everybody. Life, there's no mistake in life, only lessons. That's what I think. So the way I do it now is that we have a Dragon Network Production LLC. That's our company, and we have my assistant having, and what the concept we're doing is trying to harmonize with everybody. And it's not the ego, it's not the power. It's everybody is the same. Everybody have ego speaking, and then regardless of age or group or ethnic, whatever they come from, everybody is the same. So most people, unfortunately, they think they play in the radio station in the mind, soul, and heart called WITFM, meaning what's in there for me. So that's not the way I'm thinking. So I hope you folks are listening, not just thinking your dreams, just do your dream and live your dreams and whatever it is, so you accomplish that. And whether it's Hollywood, whether it's your belief system, whatever it is, two minds is better than one. So you join together with other people. Just because you like this way doesn't mean you're right or wrong. It is. So we should, and I believe, and might not be your belief, and this win-win situation, and then I still have to respect other people. Just because I drive this car doesn't mean people like my car. So it doesn't matter what they do. If some people don't have a car, they walk. That's okay. Okay? So that's some of my belief system. Every month we have a, if you folks like to email to me, it's ericwingchowlee@yahoo.com. ericwingchowlee@yahoo.com. And I forward to my assistant. And you, if you, we have your email. If you don't mind, we can send you our newsletter by email, and then the activities we're doing. And right now we're doing a song, recording a song, doing MTV called Amazing Grace. So that's the spiritual part. I did invent it. The jacket is a double dragon jacket. And later on, this year, we're going to do action time travel comedy. And that's, we're writing a script right now. And then fortunately, we got people who can do that, like Art Camacho, who directed 20 pictures, and he's experienced. So we are actually doing things instead of thinking things. So we do that, and so I better quiet and let Shirley talk a little bit. You have a question?
No, that's no. This is another thing about you, Eric, which is like a lot of people like, oh, Eric must be really awesome, because I actually, how can I say, it's like not in a bad way, but I kind of get quiet when you talk, but it's like I'm really listening. Like, you're one of those people that have me listen to what you're actually saying. You know, it's just that when I hear your stories, everything about you, and there's probably other men out there like you, but it's just, to me, I mean, this is my experience. You know how you say, oh, my experience, in my own experience, I can't speak for anyone else, even though a lot of people say you were really, oh, Eric Lee's awesome. You know Eric Lee, you met Eric, oh, he's awesome. And this is the feedback I get. But from my own personal experience and knowing you, with people that I've known, even though my doors are starting to slowly open, you're one of the most well-balanced human beings I've ever met, meaning like not just one area, it's mind, body, and spirit. And I think that's why it's like, you know, listening to what you say, because my energy is sometimes crazy or low, it's not in the middle, but when you talk with me, it seems like, you know, talking with me, not at me, but you ground me when you talk. I don't know what it is. You're just, it's just something I can't
guess,
explain.
I do my best. I don't know. Sometimes I just say as I feel, and then I usually find that people say that when you talk, you don't listen. It's not necessarily true completely. I listen to other people when they talk, and I learn something between the lines on my own also. So it goes both ways. Information is information, whether it's from your own mind or from somebody else. So that's an old saying. I think we should be open for learning all the time. And then we, after all, we teacher are student of students. And then even though we are on a diet, we can still read the manual. And again, we don't know everything. There's so much to learn. Even given 100 years of this lifetime, we don't know that much. You know, we know something. That's old saying, a turtle never goes anywhere unless he sticks his neck out. So take action. And what you believe in, and be true to yourself, and be patient. And then enjoy learning, and enjoy sharing with other people what you know. And then if they're interested, they will listen. But you cannot force them to be interested in what you do, because they have other priority. But if somebody asks you, you can share with them. Basic philosophy is very simple for me. It's love, share, inspiration before my expiration. I'm going to die or something sometime, but I don't know what yet. I'm still here, lucky. So I appreciate everything I have learned so far. I learn something from everybody, whatever you think, negative or positive, it doesn't matter. Still a lesson. So in that respect, and I appreciate this lesson that I learned that make my life richer. That's too rich. And as far as I'm concerned, we can learn from technology, we can learn people of health, we can learn entertainment or anything. It doesn't matter. We're not talking about religion. We're talking about just my personal experience. Of course, everybody has their own experience, and I don't know everybody's experience. And just because I know this doesn't mean I know that. So I am a student of what I don't know. So we're always learning. Life is growing. Basically, people are pretty good, pretty same. And some of us are drawn to something, one area, when some people are interested in this area, which is okay. That's why we have variety and all color of the rainbow, regardless of all knowledge and all wisdom that we're learning. All right, I better be quiet for now.
No. See, you have very interesting stories. You never have to be quiet around me. I'm the one that should be quiet more around you. Because, you know,
tell me,
I
hope all the folks there are not lawyer. Otherwise, I go broke.
Because
why? They're charging you by a minute. So I might have to take second mortgage just to survive.
No, but this is just really great, because for me, you know, it's just so funny, not like me, haha, but, you know, growing up, I always mention it's like, we didn't have like what we have today. What we have today is, you know, we can Google anything with the internet and stuff, and it seems like, I guess I've watched your work, like, you know, you were in like Big Trouble Little China, and it's like seeing all that stuff, and you can find out about who anybody is today, and it's like, sitting here, I'm going, Eric's my friend, he's one of the dudes in, like, Big Trouble Little China, but it's like, learning more, taking all that fake stuff away, besides the films and stuff like that, and learning about people, no matter what they do in life, everyone's a person, you know, having that time and sitting and talking with you, because, you know, all this stuff that's out there, and I'm going, Eric Lee is like real. He's just not up on the screen.
Well,
and I just feel, you know.
Working with a lot of people like Stallone or Mel Gibson or Kurt Russell, a lot of people I personally know, Chuck Norris and Bill Wallace, and their friend Benny DeJet Ikidis, and then a lot of people, Bob Wall from Enter the Dragon. I just visited. He was 85 years old. His name is Lilo Shifflin, and he composed Mission Impossible, Into the Dragon. He was a music composer. But he was a martial artist, and then also I went with my friend Leo Fong, and he's a minister, and I used to compete at his tournament when I was very young, 1968. And then he's a minister. He said to me one thing that I didn't know. He said, even though you have bad genes, and you can overcome with that by your exercise. So exercise are very important for us. And unfortunately, only 20% of the people in this country that exercise. And then some people, 80% of them just eat and watch TV. And I don't know what they do, but that's not my style. But anyway, so I really appreciate what we got. A friend of mine went to a mission in Africa, and then so it's a whole different world. They're like almost prehistoric. So if you're born in America, we already won a jackpot. I didn't say it. The first one, I was not saying it. Some Brad Pitt, I think Brad Pitt say it. I agree with them. The homeless people here in this country are the middle-class people in the world right now. And so we are very fortunate and lucky. So that's why I have to appreciate, because I've been many countries everywhere, Central America, South America. I live in Hong Kong and born in China, and then went to Europe and Thailand, Philippines, a lot of countries I went to, but I haven't seen other country yet, of course. And then, so just do what you want to do and get out of your comfort zone and adventure into life. And it's good to see the world while you have it, okay? That's all is to it. And then life should be also adventure. And after all, we only camping here, so might as well share your campground with your friends. Well, yeah. You still have the campground.
You know, it's like you brought up China because I always says I wanted to visit China, you know, because you're from there. Like, what is China like? I mean, and I know as people and stuff like that, is it really that much? It can't be that much different than the United States. What is it really like there?
Well, I was pretty young when I left China. I went to Hong Kong, which is British. And China is huge. I can't go to China too much because they all look like me. 20% of the population in the world is Chinese, and so I can't go even Chinatown. They all look like me. I get lost over there.
Oh, no.
So you guys are different. Maybe you're different. You are exotic to the Chinese over there. So, and I get lost over there. Which one is they? Some people trying to, I'm just joking around, of course, and I like to joke around. And anyway, it's different breed, you know. The system are different, but we do have a lot more freedom here in Europe. And then, so that's why a lot of people come here for freedom and then to make a life. And then I think the United States is made of all different nationality. You know, everybody is trying to make it and trying to identify themselves, have a family. It's a trade-off. And then if you're single, it's a trade-off too. If you dedicate yourself in working, it's a trade-off from something else. So everything is a trade-off. And then, so I don't know how many people are listening to this show, but hopefully some. And you might have other listeners might want to call in, don't you? Don't you?
Yeah, I just, you know what I'm saying, I've only been on the air for like a half hour, this is the break. I do have a couple of people that are in the queue, I wanted to have you talk a little bit and stuff, so I'm going to bring on one person at a time, so as long as people are respectful, because I always say right ahead, if you don't stick to what we're talking about on the show today, you will be disconnected. It's not this type of show, please keep strictly with what we're talking about on the show, okay? All right, here is the first caller.
All right.
All right, hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello, caller in the area code of 916. 916, hello, you're on the air with us.
Dr. Michael.
Oh, that's
hello?
Me. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine. And if you're a mother, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, well, happy Mother's Day, too.
But
and
I'm
did, you have a, did you have a question for Eric?
Oh, I was just listening intently because I speak with Eric, you know, I talk with Eric often, and he's... one thing he does have, he has a very sincere heart. And he is very helpful. Yeah.
Shirley, I'll be coming back to your show in different time. So my assistant would email thousands of millions of people. And they would be, we have a lot of listeners. I got a lot of people. And to do this, my objective is, in the next couple of years, if God willing, and then 50 million email, and then we encourage everybody to share their opinion and then their knowledge and united, and then we can harmonize with everything.
Okay, this is something I definitely will work on more because I've been trying to practice and stuff to figure out, you know, for more listeners. And I was just wondering, since I do have Mary on the line for a few more minutes here with us, was there anything else you wanted to share about Eric?
Oh, well, I know there's quite a few things I know about Eric, but are you zeroing in on any specific item or that I can respond
to? If anything, if you want, you know, about films or any martial arts or anything like that, if you had a specific question, that's totally up to you.
One of my observations.
Can talk about anything.
thank
she's
you.
A martial artist too.
Well, not as long and many years as you have, but anyway, when we went down to Texas some time ago, and we went to the dojo, and I was observing Eric with his interactions with the students and the instructors. And one of the characteristics that I noticed, which is very admirable, is that he was he really hones in to, it's not just his movement, but the movement and the understanding, the way they understand in performing the martial arts when he's trying to either teach or show. It's not just, it's kind of a give and take because he gives them space to think. And then when they start to perform, it's you can see this androgynous effect, but there's a high respect coming from both ways. And I really admire that about Eric. He's a very good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, man.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're
that
welcome.
That's very sweet.
I do
thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you.
So, Mary, thank you so much for calling in the show. And I will try to let people know ahead of time. So, you know, if you want to call in next time Eric's on the show again, you're always welcome to.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. You have a great day, Mary.
Yes, you too. Okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
Okay, Eric, are you ready for the next caller?
Go ahead.
Okay, give me one moment here. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Sally, good morning, and happy Mother's Day. This is Dr. Rick Wingle calling from Hopwood, Pennsylvania. We met in Vegas last July, about 10 months ago. With Eric.
You mean California?
We went off to Las Vegas and had dinner at the Hard Rock Cafe. You remember that?
Yes, it's so funny. You guys, like, no, Shell, you're not going to sleep, but I've been up for 22 hours. No, you got to come to Universal Walker going, you mean something is still open? Because remember, I'm up in Maine. I'm up near the North Pole. So you guys, it's open all night. I'm like, what? So you guys took me there, and it was a fun experience, you know, the Hot Rock Cafe.
We're on the same time frame here, so we're on the same time clock. It's three hours earlier, you should still be sleeping. But he has taught me quite a lot of information in the last 2 years regarding, LLCs, the trademarks, patents, different things about higher levels of business, where when you put a team together of good quality people that know what the heck they're doing, it comes down on the amount that you have to work. For example, if you got a project that it'd take you a year to do by yourself, if you have a good team together, you can get it done in a couple months. And everybody benefits. Everybody's going to gain something financially. They're going to gain mentally. They're going to gain something spiritually. And make friendships with people they never met before. So that's a good idea. I've learned a lot in the last 2 years talking on them pretty much on a daily basis, you know. Sometimes even more than twice a day. But how you met?
Who, Eric or me?
both of you. How's the weather?
That's all coming on.
You got any snow yet?
Oh, up here?
Dr. Rick, why don't you tell us about what you do? Your ginseng, your healing, he's a doctor.
Okay, well, I'm a doctor of oriental medicine, and I do acupuncture, and I specialize in pain management. Things went well for, well, I've been in practice for 30 years.
Long time?
Well, for a very long time, but where I live is in the Appalachian Mountain region. And people figured out that I got pain in my back. Well, x-ray doesn't look too bad. Well, I got pain in my back, so you can't prove that you have pain. Or the doctor can't disprove that you have pain. So he prescribes an opioid medication to help you with your pain. Eventually, it leads to dependency. Then dependency leads to addiction. And when people reach the addiction stage, it's easier for them to take 3 or 4 pain pills and stay home than to get up like their mother and father did and come to get the acupuncture like they did. The practice has slowed down quite a bit, but I don't want to move back into the city because I like the country. I like the mountains and the animals. I got 10 cows that live across the street. I see deer and wild turkeys that I got to dodge out of the way. And I'm still working on my ginseng business. We got a website up now. It's still under construction. It's called AGHBA.com. And that stands for Appalachian Ginseng Hunters and Buyers Association, which I also have a ginseng group. And we have about 18,000 members. So put the show on your Facebook page, Shelley, and I can download it and get at least 20,000 people to listen to the show this evening. And they'll learn some good stuff from what Eric Lee has been talking about and the questions that are being asked and the information that's been provided. A lot of the stuff, you can read books and go to seminars dozens and dozens of times and still not get the basic information. Sometimes, like it's like reading a book. Some people read chapter one and then they turn and read the last chapter and they finish the book. You know, they miss all the information in between, where Eric's the type of guy that will maybe not put all the information there, but it gets you to think about the information and develop your own creativity. Instead of just asking a question and getting an answer, then maybe a little bit towards your type of business. But if you get the general information on how things work and how things are put together and they fit together and you got a team behind you that's giving you a hand where you're something, not an expert. Like, I'm not an expert in computer work. And so I had to get somebody to set up my website page. I want to do some stuff on eBay, and I got a guy that's going to help me with that. I got a closet full of probably 2,000 some books that I collected over my lifetime. Like, you know, women, they collect statues and paintings and stuff to hang on the wall throughout their lifetime. But life is a short journey. When it comes to the end, it all ends up in a garbage can or a yard sale for 50 cents and hung on the wall for, you know, 75 years. So I'm getting to the point where I guess things that I need to pass on to the next generation. I'm not really good on all these things myself, so I'm putting a team together based on their ideas on how to get other people to help themselves in their areas to develop their computer skills or photography skills or video skills. And at the same time, complete the project on time, and everybody's happy, you know. That's the information I got.
Would you like to, well, you know how my show is done. I know today's about, like, you know, Eric and stuff, but maybe as you see it's done, maybe you can be a guest on my future shows.
Yes.
Well, that sounds great. I'm always available for you, Shelley.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know if you liked to do. I think you've been on my show before, weren't you? Didn't you want to go a while ago?
Yeah, I was on for a whole hour with Grandmaster John Olivier down in San Diego.
Yeah, that's right. I got to get back. He touches me every once in a while, too. I have to get back in touch with John, too.
Sounds good, Dave. We'll be happy to do another show for you anytime you want. You know,
Dr. Rick. When you come on the next time, make sure there's enough time for him to let the ginseng group people listen to the show. They can dial in, and then he got an email to everybody, and then give him at least a week noticed.
Yeah.
And so you got a lot of listeners. If you got 18,000 people, maybe half of them will listen. That's still
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, I agree. So
you
there's
still
a lot of people that's, you know, promoting the Shelly Nunchuk's Sunday show and getting people to listen to guest speakers and develop their own capability of learning. Because remember, wisdom comes with age. Knowledge comes from education and experience. So there's a difference between the two. As you get older, your wisdom develops differently than it does when you're young. When you're young, you're worrying about Friday night, going on a date, going dancing, going to the nightclub, and you're not having a good time. But when you get older, you know, some people waste their time watching fake news on television or just getting caught up with entertainment or sports. They can tell you so-and-so how much they weigh, what their batting average is, how many yards they run with the ball, how far they can kick it or pass it. But when it comes down to common sense, a lot of that stuff gets forgotten because people just aren't interested in it. They're too stuck in the material world. But, hey, that's another topic.
Okay. well, Rick, thank you so much for, you know, calling
yeah,
in today.
I
appreciate that,
Dr. Tony. He's the same time zone as you.
Oh, that's
okay,
good to know. I can definitely.
Same time.
Yeah, I can definitely have you on the future show, and I thank you so much, you know, for calling in.
Yeah, you got my.
All right.
Idea, but I'll look forward to you know, download or getting a copy of this this evening. I got to run to Pittsburgh here probably about an hour, so I got
to
share
your knowledge
with
the other.
But definitely, I will pass this on and get the audience out there, and I'll try to get people to tune in regularly to your show every week. You know.
Yeah
thank
right.
you.
You're quite welcome. So once again, happy Mother's Day. God bless you both. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
I'll talk to you all soon. Okay, thank you now.
All right, Rich.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay,
have
bye.
A good
okay.
Sunday.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye now. You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, by the way.
Hey, Eric?
Yes?
Oh, okay. I was just making sure that you're still here.
Mary was a mother, so today is Happy Mother's Day. I'm going to call my mother. She's still here. She's 96. So I got to call her up.
Yeah, I should actually. Yeah, oh my gosh. Bless her. Bless your mom.
96. She's in Northern California.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome. She has a very good son.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Sometimes
what do you mean you don't know?
He's a rascal.
What me? What, your mom's a rascal?
I am.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe a little bit because you were funny. I was like, you remember we went to Chinatown after Dragon Fest and you go like this because we got some dim sum and stuff when we were walking around, so you show me where the Bruce Lee statue is, and you go like this. Goes, Shelly, you want to see where they shot Rush Hour, a scene for, you know, for Jackie Chan's film? So I'm like, yeah. So you're like, go ahead in front of the building where the restaurant is. You're in the middle of the street taking the pictures. I'm like, Eric, you're going to get hit by a car because this is like in Chinatown and stuff. And I'm like, you're like, no, don't worry. I'll take a picture. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, don't let him get hit by a car. He's in the middle of the street. So
did
like,
you look at the people? Did you look at the people a lot? A lot of tourists there, but a lot of Chinese there, and that's why you stay longer, because people look at you, but they didn't look at like me, because everybody looked like me.
Well, you're more calm on nuts. I'm kind of crazy. So crazy gets a lot of attention. You're like kind of mellow balanced. It's going to be like, la, 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 la. That's how I am. You know.
All right. So, I appreciate. Do we have time? You still have time?
Yeah, no, we have time. I had said it in case it did go over. We're not. It's not a rush. I was like, because, you know, because of today's circumstances with the show, I was like, well, if it's something else that you wanted to bring up, because you said there's a stuff, you know, see if there's something that you could talk about with the new Dragon Network Productions LLC?
Well, in the we have a dim sum network. Everybody pay for own bill. We got 10 different speaker, and then they are different. Some of them are management, some of them are finance, some of them are special effects, some of them are directors, producers, and all kinds of people. We have 10 different guests, and everybody would. And that the first one is May 27, Golden Dragon Restaurant in L.A. Chinatown, 960 North Broadway, 11:30 a.m. and until 3, and we probably start at 12. And between that, we have some entertainment and valet parking for free. And then every month we have a number of email we send out, newsletter from email. So the more email we get, the more people know that what we are doing. Some of them might be interested, and some of them might not, but I'm interested everybody have their own spiritual belief. That's okay. And then, but the newsletter consists of health and doctors, and consists of technology and new stuff, and then communication, social media, and the one area on finance, and one area on entertainment and music and film that we're doing. So I'm interested in all of them. And the key is, to me, is the balance, because the system in the United States, a different system in Europe and different system in China. So when you know the differences, then you know where we stand. And most people live in one area. That means they don't move, and they don't even look for the other possibility of differences. And so they are trapped into one system. They think the system where they're living in is the only system in the world. That's not necessarily true. And then so even martial arts, if you are a student, your teacher show you so many things, but you have to find your own way to express yourself. Like and I when I was younger, and Bruce Lee used to come to school in 1967 and watch us train. And then I didn't know who he was, and I was from Oakland. I'm not living in Oakland now, but I was in Oakland. He was in Oakland also. He came in, he was putting this style together called JKD. But what the people know that, because he's such a household name, and then what the people don't understand, Bruce Lee formed a style for himself, and he teach it, and everybody think it's for everybody else. It's not necessarily true, but I did exercise and form and things like that, and he didn't believe in. And I do, because they exercise, they are old, and I do the new stuff also. And so we learn from, everybody learn from everybody. You know, you learn from internet, you learn from other teachers, learn from associate. So keep an open mind. Just because we know something doesn't mean we know something else. So we have to keep it open for that matter. The key is to be balanced, you know, balanced emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And I encourage everybody to do some kind of exercise. If your body goes, no matter how much money you got and how big a title you got, you go when you don't, you know, and everybody goes sometimes. But when you exercise, the quality of life is better for me, because the body produces endorphin. And then so it counter, you know, it's a counter for the things you don't like. And so it makes you feel better. And then, so I encourage everybody to do some form of exercise, stretching. And we feel old because we think old, or we don't move at all. So I'm a very active person. I encourage people, just you know, just don't just eat and watch TV and do something else and balance themselves, the yin and yang. So substantial is substantial. You do the external exercise and you do the internal, and then think good thoughts every day, and then you feel better. If you're lonely, get a dog, get a wife, get a girlfriend, whatever it works, you know, for you. So if you can just by yourself, you feel bad, well, change your mood and change your focus, and then do something that you enjoy doing, like painting, art, music, whatever suits your fancy. And everybody's different. So I like a lot of things. I like to exercise. I like to eat. I like to learn. I like to grow. I like to get my financial picture in place, and I like to balance of everything. And if we don't grow, we're going to be staying neutral or going backward. So we have to grow. Mind can grow, and we have to have passion, something, hobby of something to keep us inspired, to get a body and mind going. And therefore, we have energy. And if you don't have energy, if we don't have energy, then we don't have anything. So we got to have something that inspires us to move on, maybe socially, maybe a hobby, maybe music. I enjoy music and I play music. I enjoy painting, so I do paint. I enjoy martial art. I do martial art, and I enjoy slowing down, like Tai Chi. They're very slow. This is a joke. Why is older people can do Tai Chi? Because they move slower, right? They can move fast like a young. So most older people study Tai Chi. But I encourage young or old, doesn't matter what color, what race, what age you are, it's good to know it's a balanced thing for us. So I do enjoy that. And then, so I do have an artistic mind. So I have, you know, constantly thinking ahead. And then sometimes I'm ahead of myself. Are you there?
Yeah. See, I told you. You have me, and no one else does this. You have me, like, really paying attention to what you say. Even though you're in California, I'm, like, listening to it. I get so drawn into your stories. I don't know if I can feel your calming energy, even though you're in California, but there's something about you that I'm drawn to.
Geographic different, that's all. Time different, time zone.
Yeah,
we're early,
but it's like
you're about 11 o'clock over there, and we're 8 o'clock here.
Yeah, I will promise. Okay. So I just want to say thank you so much for being on my show today, Eric. And what we'll do is, like, we'll have plenty enough time, you know, to spread it through the network and have you on my show again. And it's like you're just, in my Bostonian way, you're most awesome. I just have to tell you that.
You.
It's like, or, you know, that means good.
I don't know I can handle that. I think you speak way highly of me.
I do. No. I don't want to say it because, no, this is how I feel. You know, say, you know how you tell me, oh, no concern of mine, other things. This is how I feel. Do you know what I'm saying? Not anybody else. This how I feel, because from knowing you and the times that I've known you a couple of years, you've shown me a lot more kindness than a lot of people. And I don't know if I can truly return the kindness, but you're just most awesome. That's something.
I'm just do my best. I'm just working here. That's all.
Well, I hope to see you soon, and I'm looking forward to having you on another Ninja Sunday. Thank you, Eric, for being on my show today.
You're welcome.
All righty. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, another Ninja Sunday. And just remember, anybody who has a dream out there, you are as good as anybody else. And don't you forget it. You have a good day, everyone, and look forward to more Ninja Sundays.